nature and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I've been talking to a few people off the air and catching up a little bit. Let me get caught up on this disease issue, and then we'll be right back to the phones, and we'll work in other things as we go. We gave a recommendation for a control to Rose Rosette some months ago. Some years ago, we gave a recommendation for control of oak wilt, which here in the South we have on red oaks and live oaks, and it's a pretty devastating disease in some areas. In both cases, the university people say there is no real cure once the plants in those two categories are contaminated. They do say that 70% of the time you can prevent oak wilt if you inject Alamo down into the flares of the trees. In fact, one of the letters that I got related to this goes like this. I live in an area that has oak wilt. I lost about 40 trees to oak wilt due to stress caused by treatment for oak wilt by professionals with Alamo product. I'm trying to help my remaining trees to be healthy. I'm exposing flare roots and purchase the Garrett Juice Plus. My question is, what's the most effective way to apply the product to the roots of the oak tree? Should I put it in a sprayer, saturate the ground line, or be better put in bottles and put it the drip line? Appreciate any assistance. Well, answer to this kind of fits into the conversation about Rose Rosette too. Apparently some of the other Facebooks and talk and chat rooms and things like that are regurgitating the same thing I ran into when I first started looking at this Rose Rosette. And the same thing applies to oak wilt or any bad disease, really. They all say that there's nothing you can do but take the trees that are infected out, destroy them, don't put them in the compost pile, they say, and don't plant any roses there for the rest of your life. Well, when I read that, I didn't believe it, and I thought, well, we'll give it a try and see what happens. And now we have, in several cases, people have used the program that I recommend, and it's basically the sick tree treatment, aerating the root zone of the plants and with roses after you've cut the diseased, the deformed red part and the heavy thorns off the plant. And then you aerate the root zone, apply all the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, the compost materials, rock, ground up rock, lava, green sand, zeolite, things like that, and sugars, dry molasses, and cornmeal. Now, those are very important part of the puzzle. And then re-mulch after you've done the most important thing of all to the trees or the roses, and that is expose the root flares, the trunk flares, as I'm calling them more and more, because the flares are part of the trunk. They're not part of the root system. And you can see photographs, past newsletters, all kinds of things on dirtdoctor.com about, you know, how to do these things. Basically, you're just getting the soil off of bark tissue. That's all it amounts to. You can do it with a professional arborist like Moore Tree, who brings you this area, Moore Tree Care here in the Dallas area, or anybody that's a competent arborist can do this work. You can do it yourself with power washers if you're very careful, or with stiff brushes by hand. You need to be extremely careful if you use shovels and rakes and hard kinds of things, because you can damage the flare. But get the flares exposed, that's step one, then aerate the root zone, then while the holes are open, put out the organic amendments, mulch with shredded native tree trimmings, and at some point, you can do it at any point in this process, spray and drench the soil with Garrett Juice Plus. And in this case, where you've got disease that has actually infected the plants, You add hydrogen peroxide to the Garrett Juice Plus, and we, in some of the early experiments, we used 8 ounces per gallon of Garrett Juice mixture. I think somewhere between 8 ounces and 16 ounces, anywhere in that range is okay, because we actually used hydrogen peroxide, the 3% stuff, spraying it straight in some of our early experiments on viruses, on mosaic virus, on squash and curly top on tomatoes and things like that. So that's why we came up with the idea of adding it to the treatment for rosette. Again, it would also help you with the oleander bacterial diseases that people say there's no cure for, or oak wilt or anything that you run into, if the roots, you know, haven't been killed off so much that the plant just has no chance. We can't bring plants back from the dead. So if there's still enough good life there and you don't have some permanent physical injury to the trunk, like the roots have girdled in so badly that you can't change that, these diseases can be reversed. And if you want to see the photographs and the evidence and more clearly understand it, you can go to the website and go to Rose Rosette, the newsletter. It's also in the library. And then the same thing on Oak Wilt. One of the things, Bob Webster and I talk about this quite a bit from time to time, and I do a 30-minute gig with him on his show every Saturday morning down in San Antonio. Bob does an organic show like this one. And he has anecdotal evidence on his ranch that's pretty interesting. There's no hard proof about it, but we believe it. And that is, he's used compost tea all along one side of his ranch where the neighbors had a severe oak wilt. And it came right to the fence line and stopped. And all he did was build up the biological activity of the soil with compost tea. He may have put out some dry stuff too, but it was primarily building the biological activity in the soil. That's it. Any questions about that? Give me a buzz at 866-444-3478. Phyllis in Flint is next up. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi there. I called you earlier about a tree I had in the backyard called the Royal Empress. Uh-huh. And it was pushing up all the pavers, and it was just getting more and more, so I finally had it taken down. My problem is now is the tree man didn't get into the root flares very much, so I have a lot of those little sprouts coming up all over. And I want to know, I've dug up some of them, but I'm exhausted, and now there's one that's really big down in the ground. And a lot of sprouts are coming up from it. And any piece of wood out there, the sprouts are on. So I'm wanting to know what is the best way to stop those sprouts besides just keeping on cutting them off.
That's it. That's all you can do. Sorry. There's even if there was a chemical that would kill them off, which there's not, that would be very effective, you're going to contaminate your soil. Some of these chemical pushers will tell you to drill holes in the trunk and put 2,4-D, you know, which is one of the most toxic things out there, down into the stump. You can do an organic version of that by drilling holes in the main stump. And this won't stop the sprouts that are coming up from the roots that are all over the place. But if you could stop the main stump, it would certainly help. Drill holes in it and fill the holes full of molasses or some kind of sugar, and cover it, wet it down really well, cover it with a shredded tree trimmings. And what you're doing there is you're setting up conditions where the biological activity, the rotting, will be greatly, you know, accelerated.
Okay.
The rest of it is just, I'm afraid, to mow them down, chop them down, and as soon as they start to grow, and they will eventually, over time, depends on how big this root system is.
Yeah.
Yeah, lose their energy and die out. It's a shame you had to cut down. You know, even though it's a tree I don't recommend, it really is a beautiful tree.
It is. Well, the other reason I did is because during the summer, apparently it was in stress. You know, it's up here by the water system, but it apparently needed more water than it was getting, and the big leaves would fall off, and I would have leaves all over the ground all summer.
Okay.
So it just doesn't seem to be working. But I fought for this tree. The first one I got wasn't good. I reordered it, and took it down. I can't believe it. So wow. I knew I'd heard you talk something about how to deaden it out, and because I read on the internet and they said drill holes and put salt in the holes.
No, that'll contaminate that spot too.
Okay.
Too much salt.
That's
a little bit
of salt
is fine, but concentrating it is not a good thing. Use the sugar, and okay. You'll make that spot the most fertile, healthy spot in your on your property.
It'll help rot it out faster
yep.
that way.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. And we'll talk about all kinds of things right after this.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And one of the things I haven't brought up this morning that I need to real quick before we go back to the phones, 866-444-3478, by the way, is the mosquito control issue. It is revving up. I'm sure a lot of you through the South, and especially around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, have heard that some cities have already decided to start spraying from trucks. Some already have. The talk about spraying from airplanes is certainly still alive and well. There's a couple of meetings in Dallas coming up that I'm going to be involved in, talking to the city people and county people and trying to get them to listen to the recommended program that we have that will actually work and control the larvae so that the adults won't be born in the first place. And we've made the first step at our properties this year already, and that's spraying the Garrett Juice Plus with BTI. Liquid BTI is what we use, and we just discovered this product last year. Homeowners can buy the granular BTI, which stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. It's the BT that kills mosquito larvae, fungus gnats, and buffalo flies, and doesn't hurt other insects at all. Doesn't hurt butterflies and moths and things like that. Totally different product. And our theory is that if you spray the entire property with the BTI, that you will inoculate it with this bacillus, and then if you keep an organic program especially, it will live and reproduce. And it may not do so much killing of the mosquitoes when you're doing it using this technique rather than just throwing the donuts over into the water, but it may set up a situation where the mosquitoes know they better stay away from this particular place. So the more properties we can get people using this idea, the better. For homeowner that can't get a hold of this liquid product, and it's not in good retail sizes yet. The commercial people, schools and cities and all can buy these 2.5 gallon containers. That's a little more than most people need for home use. But you can take the donuts or the granular BTI products that are available at every store out there, every box store, every garden center, every hardware store, people that don't have them in stock. You ought to shop someplace else because those people are crazy. It's one of the most important tools for pest control there is. But you could take the donuts or the granulars, either one, and crush them somehow, put them in water, soak them in water, strain out the solids, use that liquid in your Garrett Juice spray to spray your property and spray the whole place, because a lot of people don't realize that mosquitoes can breed. The eggs can become larvae. The larvae become adults in moist soil. in moist mulch on in shady gardens like the Dirt Doctors, you know, in the heavy foliage. So you want to spray all of that stuff. How often do you have to do it for this to be really effective? We don't know. We just came up with this idea at the end of last year, saw some good evidence that it works, although just like the airplane spraying, they claimed it worked too. It was toward the end of the season, how much of it was that it was just going away. But Trop is Tropical John sprayed our place this past week, and we were talking about it, and he had an outbreak of mosquitoes at his place, and he did what I just suggested to you. He took the BT, regular BT, crushed it, and did a ground application with the dry product in an area, and the mosquitoes dramatically went away after he did the deal. So you can see it on Facebook, a picture of him spraying at our place there. Whenever you, and I'm going to be talking to several other cities right away too about this idea. If you have a city council or a group that, you know, has some power to make the decision on this and want some assistance, we'll be glad to give it to you. You can go to our website, though, and get my program right off the website. It's under mosquito program. We'll put it, make it more visible, probably do it in a newsletter again. It's basically to clean up things better, leave no trash, no cups, no caps, no anything on the sites. Clean up everything as well as you possibly can, because those hold a little water and can be breeding places. And then treat with BTI the entire sites. And if you got any questions about it, give me a call. Ann in Corsicana is next up on the show. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Howard. I don't know if you remember, but last year we got between 350 and 400 tons of shredded tree trimmings on our property.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do.
It was a life-changing moment in more ways than one. Now, you know, you can compost a lot of that down, and it certainly has broken down a great deal, but you know, we've been hearing a lot about biochar, mm-hmm. and, you know, we've seen it on the TV, and they're going to repeat the program again this next Saturday on current TV, yeah. Carbon Nation. But is it more hype than hope? Is it something we should consider? I mean, you know, we're not going to do all the wood, but would it enhance the process for composting? Would it make things better for the soil?
I think it does, because what it does, what biochar does, is when you burn something and create that char, you burn it at real high temperatures, mm-hmm. and what that does is create paramagnetism, the same stuff we get from quality basalt and lava sand and things like that. So, yeah, I think it's worth the trouble. Having the equipment to burn it at the proper temperatures to create biochar and not just ashes is something I don't know how to do. And maybe this show is something good. I didn't see it. It's called Carbon Nation.
Yes. Well, that's just part. They were talking about it. But there's other programs that I've seen on it, and I've seen it online a great deal. And I wanted to make sure that this wasn't, you know, just some pyramid scheme hype thing.
No. It's a great product, and the technology's been around for thousands of years. Putting this burn material in the soil and kicking up biological activity is what it's for. So
okay, and one last thing.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I don't want to rush you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Israeli warplanes struck again in and around areas of the Syrian capital today, setting off a series of explosions. Syrian state media reports that missiles struck a military and scientific research center near Damascus. A senior Israeli official says the target was a missile shipment believed to be headed for terrorists in Lebanon. North Korea says Korean-American Kenneth Bae recently received 15 years hard labor for entering the country with a disguised identity. Some think the North is simply using him as a bargaining chip with the U.S. Police in Bangladesh say the death toll is 610 now in the wake of that garment factory building collapse 11 days ago. And Malaysian police say a U.S. pastor found at his home with his hands and legs bound was apparently a murder victim. This is SRN News.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM12. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM12.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Toronto Maple Leafs have evened their series with Boston at a game apiece with a 4-2 win in Boston. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask says the Maple Leafs played with more spark.
They wanted to battle harder than the first game, and it showed. They battled from every single puck and threw a lot of pucks in it, the traffic and tips, and, you know, got rewarded.
Washington blanked the New York Rangers 1-0 in overtime to take a 2-0 series lead. Elsewhere, it was Anaheim 4-0 over Detroit, and Los Angeles 1 St. Louis 0. The Ducks and Blues lead 2-1. In the NBA playoffs Saturday, it was Chicago 99, Brooklyn 93. Nets guard Deron Williams with 24 points says he expected more from his club in Game 7 playing at home.
It's disappointing, you know. It's disappointing. I think we won Game 6. We felt like, you know, this was our series.
The Bulls start the second round in Miami on Monday night. The second round of the NBA playoffs tip off today with 2 games, Memphis at Oklahoma City and Indiana at New York. This is SRN Sports. In the American League Saturday, Kansas City blanked Chicago 2-0. White Sox DH Adam Dunn says winning pitcher Jeremy Guthrie, who tossed a complete game 4 hitter, kept the Sox hitters off balance.
You can't go along, you know, guessing with a guy like him. And, you know, he'll use any pitch at any count. And, you know, he's good.
Cleveland beat Minnesota 7-3. It was the Yankees 4-2 over Oakland. Seattle 8-Toronto 1. Baltimore 5-4 over the Angels in 10. Detroit clobbered Houston 17-2. And Texas won a battle of division leaders 5-1 over Boston. In the National League, it was Cincinnati 6, the Cubs 4, St. Louis 7, Milwaukee 6, Washington 5, Pittsburgh 4, Miami 2-0 over Philadelphia, Arizona 8, San Diego 1, San Francisco 10-9 over the Dodgers in 10 innings. The Mets at Atlanta postponed. In the interleague play, Colorado beat Tampa Bay 9-3. Midway leader Phil Mickelson and Nick Watney share the lead after the third round of the Wells Fargo Championship. Steady rain washed out qualifying at Talladega Super Speedway for today's Sprint Cup race. Carl Edwards starts from the pole. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
With you, and I was talking to Ann off the air a little bit more about a couple of things. One is that, and she's going to send me something or put it on my Facebook or send it to me, and I'll put it on there. It's about, she's in the beekeeping business. And one of the things that apparently goes on in the beekeeping industry, kind of in general, is that the bees are fed a sugar that is a high fructose corn syrup. It's a, you know, byproduct of the corn milling operation, you know, and this high fructose corn syrup is a big problem. We've talked about it. We talked about health issues a little bit a minute ago about the good and bad fats. Good and bad sugars is just as big a deal. And high fructose corn syrup continues to be exposed as one of the most unhealthy things out there, and a lot of people think, and I agree with it, that it's a base cause of this obesity problem that we have in this country. And it's so ubiquitous. It's in so many products, and it's in a lot of products that you'd never consider. I just read something recently about the fact that it's in most fruit juices that you buy, or a large percentage of them. Most of the ones that on the label say they're made from concentrate, well, those things have a little bit of fruit juice in them and quite a bit of high fructose corn syrup, which not only is a weight-causing issue, but a health-causing issue too. And she said that there's just now come out some research, a report saying that this stuff is probably the primary cause of the colony collapse in bees. It doesn't surprise me a bit. Anyway, she's sending that, and we'll get that on our Facebook and check it out and all the other things on Facebook. Let's see what else. We talked about mosquitoes. Let's get back to the phones. Next up is CJ. Hello, CJ.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I I guess that was last Monday, I bought two Texas ash trees.
Okay.
At the nursery there, and I planted them. They're pretty good size. They're 30 gallons. And I planted them. Oh, and I just planted them just to the height of what the root flare was already exposed in the container.
That's different.
But, yes, it was, to my surprise, it was. I got lucky.
Okay.
But I dug the hole. It was pretty good size. And then when I put the tree in there, I backfilled it just a little bit with compost and put the native soil on top of it. And around the perimeter of that, you know, the mulch to kind of create a little moat. But I noticed now this morning, the tips of the leaves are starting to brown a little bit. I don't know, is a tree in stress or is this normal for planting?
Well, a couple of things. One is, CJ, you've been listening to me long enough to know that you don't put the compost down in the hole. Why'd you do that?
I have no idea. this is the first time I plant the trees here, and I just totally forgot all about the compost part of it.
Yeah, put it on next time on the surface, not down in the hole, okay? Don't backfill with anything but the soil that came out of the hole. Since they were containers, I'm sure you noticed this. Were they root-bound? Were circling roots pretty bad on the outside?
Yeah.
Did you do anything about that?
No, it was pretty overwhelming. That was a pretty good size task. And then the size I was in between, I was, you know, on for a little bit. I drive trucks, and I was just in between my little break. And so
I understand.
I really didn't have time.
I understand, and I've done the same thing. But on the other hand, it's a problem. How long ago did you put them in the ground?
Last Monday.
All right. I want you to pull them out of the ground and start over. And I want you to put them over in a big old bucket of water, a wash tub or something big enough, to soak them in the water for an hour or two, and then start to, after those roots become hydrated, start unwinding them. If you leave it in the ground like this, CJ, even if they stay alive, at some point they're going to start constricting and killing that tree. You've got to get rid. I'm like a lot of arborists. We're all just becoming more and more and more negative about container grown trees. And if you buy them and the wound around roots happen like you say yours is, they are going to fail at some point in the future, even though they may live and grow for a while. So since they've only been in that short a time, I'd pull them out and start over. Now, the damage to the leaves can be two things. It can be one. Aphid damage. Aphids will sometimes attack the new growth in the spring when they're under stress from all the weather changes like we've been having. Uh-huh. And that's a temporary deal, and it's no big deal. You could spray put a tablespoon of Lemon Joy soap in a gallon of water and spray and kill them if you do see aphids there. Or use D-limonene or orange oil in 2 ounces of a gallon or something like that. But it's probably a little frost damage on the new foliage, just like we were talking with the first caller this morning about the vegetables. She was further north than you are, but it could have been the case with the tree's leaves as well. But if you want that tree to be, and then Texas ash is a great tree, I love it, but it doesn't matter what the variety is. If you plant a tree in the ground that has wound up roots in a knot, it is not going to be successful long term.
Okay. Okay,
so I'm sorry, and I know it'll take time to do it, but it'll be worth your effort.
We'll get on it today.
Keep me posted.
Will do. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, CJ. Yeah, and that goes not just for CJ. That's for everybody. And believe me, I've done it too. I've been in a hurry, and I've planted plants where the root ball was dry and thought I could water it enough for the water to enter the root. It will never happen. The water will never enter a dry root ball if you stick a dry one in the ground. You've got to soak it and thoroughly hydrate it. All the air bubbles come out, or you're not going to get it moist throughout the root system. And how you get fooled by this is that they sometimes will live, but they're always in stress. They never quite do as good as they should, and then at some point they really just start cratering and going downhill long after you've forgotten about what you did wrong in the beginning. You cannot get a root ball too wet in the beginning. If some of the soil falls off of it, that's fine, and you cannot plant a tree too high. Most trees, he sounded like he understood, and his wasn't too high, but most trees that are planted too low in the ground, and that's as big a problem. That recent newsletter we did about the park and Woodall Rogers in downtown Dallas, not only did they plant pin oaks instead of red oaks, or they're very badly crossbred red oaks, pointed top, pyramid shape, central straight leader, you know, all the classic characteristics of pin oak, and they're yellow, which is the other one. They're all too deep in the ground, too. They're all coming out of the ground like a telephone pole. So if they don't change both of those things somehow, and unfortunately, if there really are pin oaks, which I'm guessing strongly that they are, replacing them is the only answer. But being as deep in the ground as they are, they're certainly never going to have a chance, especially when they're under an irrigation system that's running too often. Betty in Richardson is next. Hi, Betty.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. I have some dichondras driving me crazy in my backyard.
Why is it driving you crazy?
I can't get, how do I get rid of it? Naturally, I mean, without using anything to, you know, what do you call it?
2,4-D you don't want to use, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Why do you not like dichondra?
Well, it just doesn't go with my lawn. Okay. I mean, I have back there, I have Bermuda and St. Augustine.
Well, I like it, and I encourage it in my garden, especially in beds as a ground cover and between stepping stones and all that. And if it gets going out in the turf, what you can knock it out with, Betty, which I'm reluctant to tell you to do, is to get the product called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control is an incredible product. It's a selective organic herbicide that will kill all kinds of weed grasses and broadleaf, some very, very tough ones, and not hurt your turf.
Oh.
It's a cinnamon base. It's the active ingredient is cinnamon, and it's a potassium bicarbonate based product. It probably has some turmeric in it too, because when you put it out, you wet the area, and then you dust this stuff out, and it turns yellow first, and then it turns the weeds black and kills them.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
But it won't hurt the grass.
It'll brown them or yellow them up just a little bit. I did it in my backyard. I let wild strawberries just take over the whole backyard. I didn't care. And finally, one day I noticed I had more wild strawberries than grass. And I thought, well, you know, this stuff is purported to be really good. Let's just see how good it is. And I treated that area, and it knocked it out completely. I've got a couple of little bitty spots where it's starting to come back, and I'll probably treat again. But it's amazing how well it knocked out the broadleaf weeds and didn't hurt the St. Augustine in that area.
I see. I'll say, so it's called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control?
Crabgrass Control, yeah. I have heard, and I haven't verified it, that the young man that developed it, who was in the lawn mowing business when he came up with the idea, how he came up with it, I have no idea. He sold it to the Garden Weasel people, the ones that make the little tilling tools and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I have heard he has bought it back.
Oh.
Now, whether they're going to change the name of it or not, I don't have any idea, but that was what the name was the last time I bought some.
I see. And you say, I understand you say you hesitated to tell me about it.
I hesitate to tell you to kill dichondra. I like dichondra.
I see. So you wouldn't, if it was your lawn, you'd leave it there?
Well, if it's taken over, like I said about my strawberries, if it's taken over and you'd rather have the grass, you know,
right.
do what you need to do. But I do consider dichondra a pretty ground cover. I really do.
Yeah, it is. I used to live in California.
Oh, yeah. Y'all used it as your turf out there.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
But okay. It's a little bit different than this. Not
Either
much.
Way you want to go.
Yeah.
Let me know how well it works for
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate that so much, Howard.
Talk to you later.
I love your little column. I read it all the time. I can't wait to get it on Thursday in the paper.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
That's my Dallas Morning News column. She's talking about its organic answers in the Thursday paper. Let's see. What was I going to tell you that was related to that? That product will be a little bit hard to find, but those places that you'll find under the Dirt Doctor's destination on the website, call around before you go because some of them will have it in stock and some of them will not. The two new sponsors I mentioned to you, Creative by Nature and Gecko Hardware, will probably both have it if they don't already. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're right back to the phones. We've been talking about several things off the air, but whenever I have a chance, I'll bring some of those up to you. Al in North Dallas next up. Hey, Al.
Good morning, Howard Garrett. I think you're a great American and one of Texas's greatest natural living resources.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. What can we do for you?
I heard you speaking a while ago about the high fructose corn syrup.
Yep.
And everybody's looking at that with the jaundiced eye now. But is it because it has a higher proportion of fructose, or is it really because it's made from genetically modified corn and may have an intrinsic factor that nutritional science has not identified yet?
It's both. It the GMO part of it is a huge deal, but the way it's manufactured and the rawness of it and all that, it's just it really fouls up some things in the body, the way it's metabolized, the way it's used and all that. But it's they're finding more and more evidence that it's related to some health issues besides the fact that it causes this weight gain that's a real serious problem, in this country. So it's not good stuff. It's used so much because it's so inexpensive. It's kind of like canola oil. I don't recommend canola oil, and a lot of people who haven't heard that, when they hear it for the first time, their eyebrows go up, because still Whole Foods and Central Market and natural grocers and these kind of places, they sell the heck out of it. And they use it to when they cook their own products and everything. But the bottom line, if you can get them to talk to you honestly, is that it's very inexpensive to use. And it's the same thing with the high fructose corn syrup. They just produce a whole lot of it, you know.
Yes. By the way, regarding your column in the morning news, I happen to prefer the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Do you have a column in it? Because I only get it on Sunday.
Well, the Fort Worth paper's good, too. They run a column by a guy who pushes chemicals over there. So, no, we don't do that. And I have a restriction writing for the Dallas Morning News. I can't write for another major paper like that. But you can see my stuff online. I do a newsletter. It's free. Do you get it?
No, I'm kind of behind the times. I'm just starting to learn the internet. And
well, when you get and if you don't have your own computer, you can go to a school or a library or various places and pick it up. But we put out a newsletter that's free every week and cover a lot of these things that we do. And we're writing more and more on the internet. So whenever you get involved in that, going to Facebook every day, we have a little bit of new, current kind of advice there for you as well. I'm glad you're getting
involved. Can I ask you one more thing about a jasmine plant?
Sure.
I bought a little jasmine plant at a supermarket, and I think it's a tropical plant, so I'm afraid to plant it outside. But is there any way I can propagate more plants from this, and how do I tend it?
Well, if it is a tropical jasmine, just grow it outside and enjoy it this summer. It'll probably be very fragrant in its flowers and get some size on it. And, yeah, you can propagate it. You can do stem cuttings, and that's another reason to get involved in the internet. It'll show you exactly how to do that. Most of the jasmines are very easy to propagate. You simply cut a piece of growth off about 6 inches long and take the leaves off the bottom part of the stem and leave, you know, one or two sets of leaves on the top end of it, plunge it into organic potting soil, and they root like crazy. And you can get some more plants started that way. But some of the most fragrant jasmine are tropical or are tender enough to where they wouldn't make it in the winter. So growing them in pots so you can protect them would be a good way to go.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, Al. And we'll talk to you again soon. 866-444-3478. Tom in Dallas next up. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, howdy, Howard. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Well, I've got a question which you may have answered at least in part already. This has to do with a pear tree on the property that I guess 10 days, 12 days ago suddenly showed wilting at the tips of just about every branch where the flowers and had been.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was just loaded for bear this year. We were worried that there were going to be too many pears on it, and I was going to have to get up and thin them all. And then we had that couple days where it got down to 35, 37 degrees overnight, and I'm wondering if it's frost or damage, except it didn't freeze.
Well, do those tips that look bad almost look like somebody put a blowtorch on them and they're kind of hang droopy and dark?
Yeah, they're black, yeah, and hanging, okay. And they're still hanging there. I thought.
Okay, that's a disease.
Oh.
And it's a bacterial disease, and what you do is basically the same thing that I talked about earlier with rose rosette. You use the sick tree treatment. First step of that is get the soil off the trunk. Get the flare exposed dramatically, trim all that burned part off with pruners and clean your pruners in between cuts with hydrogen peroxide. And the final step after doing the entire sick tree treatment is in the liquid spray that you spray the foliage and the ground with, you add 8 to 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store into each gallon of Garrett juice. That disease is called fire blight. It's bacterial, and you can control it with the same program we use for rose rosette and all the other bad diseases. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Phone number 866-444-3478.